Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday morning, January 20th, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM broadcasting to our friends in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere from our website worldwide, KSJE.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. The video is streaming live this morning on all cylinders. We're heading out to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and the KSJE Twitter account. So however you have found your way to us this morning, we are glad that you are with us. And coming up in the next few moments, we'll be talking about a unique opportunity for local high school and college students in both San Juan County and La Plata County. It is called Hawk Tank, the Business Plan Competition. This year, it includes San Juan College and, as I mentioned, high school students in San Juan County. We'll talk more about that with some education leaders from San Juan College and Fort Lewis College coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Of course, you've heard of the TV program Shark Tank. This is Hawk Tank. It has some similarities, so stay tuned to find out all about it coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, we'll check in with Dr. Mike Hadabaugh from the Encouragement Lab. He joins me every Wednesday. This week, Dr. Hadabaugh is continuing his series, talking with me about some of the things he has learned during the 21st century. That is coming up this morning, 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. And that'll take us to the next hour, 9:06 a.m. after the news, of course. Mick Hess will take us roving with the arts, and this Wednesday is one of Mick's local favorites programs. That's when Mick is talking to a local musician or a musician with some local ties, and this week, Mick is speaking with Bruce Roten, whose connection to San Juan County is that he's taught some master classes with the Trumpet Geezers. So we'll be talking with him coming up on Local Favorites today. Learn more about his taste in music coming up on KSJE at 9:06. So don't go away for that. 10:30 a.m., Tracy Hales-Vass, right on Four Corners. And Tracy is speaking with author Robert Westbrook this week about his latest book, The Blue Moon. It is another Howard Moondir mystery. Learn more about that from the author coming up today on Right on Four Corners at 10:30 on KSJE. And, of course, we invite you to connect with us on Instagram in addition to our social media platforms on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And let's talk about the weather forecast. Outside right now, it is partly sunny, 20 degrees in Farmington at the moment, outside of our studios here at KSJE. We are expecting a partly cloudy day today, maybe another chance of a scattered snow shower late this morning. The high today, about 43 in Farmington, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 20. And take a look, more chances for rain and snow showers for the next several days. 47 degrees with snow showers in the forecast for Thursday, 49 with a chance of rain on Friday, maybe some frozen mix of rain and snow on Saturday with a high again near 49 degrees, frozen mix on Sunday with a high of 44, and even early next week, a chance of snow showers in the forecast with highs near 40 degrees and overnight lows mostly in the 20s. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about Hawk Tank that is coming to San Juan College. It has been a feature at Fort Lewis College for the past several years. But I have three guests joining me this morning from San Juan College and Fort Lewis College. Eddie Rawlinson is here. He is the new dean of the San Juan College School of Business and Information Technology. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also joining us, Michael Valdez, associate professor at the Fort Lewis College School of Business Administration. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also Steve Elias is here, the dean of the Fort Lewis School of Business Administration. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Great to see all of you to talk about this new endeavor, including San Juan College in this Hawk Tank program. And so let's get started. And you gentlemen were telling me before we came on the air that Hawk Tank has been part of Fort Lewis College since 2016. And it's based on, I guess, the television show that maybe folks are thinking about, Shark Tank, right, where you have folks kind of pitching some of their ideas and you have some folks who want to invest or give money to some of these great business proposals. But take it from there. Fill in the blanks of what I'm not covering, Mr. Valdez or Mr. Elias. Go ahead.
Sure. I can shed a little bit of light on this. And Scott, thank you so much for having us on the air. We really appreciate it. Yeah, so around 2015, one of our board of trustees at Fort Lewis College spoke to me about this idea of bringing and helping facilitate economic development in the Four Corners area. And the gentleman was Steve Short, who is a former president and chairman of First National Bank of Durango. And through those conversations, Hawk Tank was born. And the original vision for Hawk Tank was providing a mechanism for students to either come up with innovative ideas or for those students that have innovative ideas to help them take it to the next level. So provide workshops for them, provide access to mentors, and that's what we've created over the last 5 or 6 years.
Very good. And so with that being said, you've been doing this for the Fort Lewis College community. Now you've expanded it to San Juan College, and we'll talk about two different tracks. There's a track for college students to present their ideas, and there's also a track for high school students as well. Is that new, or has that been part of this from the beginning?
Well, we actually expanded Hawk Tank to high school students last year.
Okay.
And part of that expansion was actually due to conversations with San Juan College. And I think our vision for the last couple years was expanding to San Juan College and sort of San Juan College and Fort Lewis College, both helping our local high school students with their business ideas. And then ultimately supporting any of their efforts if they're interested in joining Dean Rawlinson at San Juan College or coming to join us at Fort Lewis College. And that's what we've been working on the last 12 to 24 months, is really kind of taking even the high school track to the next level.
Very good. And Eddie Rawlinson from San Juan College, let me bring you into the conversation about including San Juan College and some of our high school students here in San Juan County into the Hawk Tank competition this year.
Well, Scott, thank you again for taking the time to interview us this morning. It's very important, I think, that we create a kind of holistic view on how we're approaching this. I think bringing our high school students into this program creates a partnership that might be obvious, those in the community that know about dual credit enrollment, but it's also a way that creates that pathway and that track for students to transition not only from high school to San Juan College, but then continue their educational and life goals by transitioning onto Fort Lewis College. So I'm always excited about these community partnerships as well as a four-year institution. I think that gives the student a broader scope of what's possible. And we're trying to develop these partnerships not only for the students in their classrooms and these kinds of projects, but it takes the course content and theory beyond the classroom into real practical application. Because we want our students in the Four Corners area, whether they're in Durango, Farmington, or elsewhere in the area, to see that they can have an opportunity to take what they have learned in classrooms, in projects like this, and stay part of the communities in which they live and have grown up, and even possibly expand beyond that. So I think it's critical to provide, again, not only the educational platforms that we're providing at both institutions, but also this community engagement and being a real, providing a, again, an outline and a pathway for our students to be part of the community beyond us.
Very good. And Michael Valdez, let me come back to you and ask a little bit about one of the unique things about this program, at least it looks to me, is that in addition to getting students to think about their business ideas and to be creative and get information about how to make that happen, you all are kind of putting your money where your mouths are by following this up with some cold hard cash, correct?
Scott, I think that's an understatement.
Right.
The amount of investment from San Juan College and Fort Lewis College, as well as our community members, Four Corners Innovation, Fort Lewis College Foundation, Swan Global Investments here in Durango, we're talking about scholarships and prize money in the tens of thousands. There's going to be, let's say for the high school track, the first place winners will win scholarships up to $8,000 at San Juan College and Fort Lewis College, as well as cash. Each member will win $500. And then we have prizes also for second and third place for the high school track. For our college track, which I know we'll get more into, Scott, is we are going to award one team from either Fort Lewis College or San Juan College $10,000 to take their business idea to the next level. And that's extraordinary because really we're going to be setting up the students for success, not only with the cash winnings, but also with the workshops as well as the mentors that San Juan College and Fort Lewis College will be providing the Hawk Tank participants.
Very good. And Dean Elias, let me turn to you from Fort Lewis College and ask a little bit about this money part of Hawk Tank, because I think that really makes a lot of these business ideas really hit the ground running, does it not, to have some startup money, some seed money to get going with some of these ideas that these students are bringing forward, whether they're high school or college students?
Absolutely. Having that those startup funds available to anyone who's looking to get started, a small business, are extremely helpful. But it's also important that the quality of work that Michael and everyone else involved with Hawk Tank has been. We've had students put together business plans, go through Hawk Tank, not actually win funds, and still be able to go out and to launch their businesses. So aside from are available through self, the quality of the plans that result from going through Hawk Tank, also there are other opportunities to raise funds. And I even haven't had a chance to talk to Michael about this yet, but we've actually had some folks who support the business school ask if there might be ways for them to invest in business launch outside of Hawk Tank. So the funding helps, but it's more than that. It's the support, it's the quality of the product and the like that make the program so successful.
Which is great. And let me talk about the program too a little bit more, because this is really a competition, and you're looking for individuals or teams, I guess, of students to get together who can compete. And Dean Rawlinson from San Juan College, there is kind of an informational meeting coming up here very soon that we want to talk about, correct? That folks can get more information maybe or answer more of their questions about what you're expecting from them?
Correct. January 26th from 5 to 6 p.m. on Zoom, we'll be having a meeting that's open to all of our students enrolled at San Juan College and at Fort Lewis College, as well as high school students, and particularly our business members and community partners that are out there. They're welcome to join us. This is just a kind of a highlight. We'll be talking about what the project's going to be about. And I want to emphasize that even though we're all representing schools of businesses here at our individual institutions, this will be cross-disciplinary. And I, myself, having had experiences early on in a particular disciplinary of fine arts, there's a business to the fine arts. There's a business to almost all of our discipline areas. So it's a way to really engage our students at a much higher level in terms of their discipline area and their program track and their educational goals with what they're going to do in the future. And so this provides an initial platform for the Q&A from those that are interested, and then to get those teams start coalescing and putting those teams together and begin the advisement project and then working on the projects to the judging competition.
Very good. And let's talk about some of the tracks then for the college students and the high school students that are part of Hawk Tank once they go to this informative session. If they feel they really have an idea and they want to send it forward, then what they're eligible for, as we mentioned, this cash, the scholarships, some of the other ideas. Mr. Valdez, can you talk a little bit about kind of what the college track students will be receiving?
Oh, absolutely. I just wanted to kind of follow up just really quickly with something that Dean Rawlinson has said, is we've made a special effort, both Fort Lewis College and San Juan College, to create a program that actually, it doesn't matter if you have a business background or if you have no business background. Because of the way Hawk Tank is designed and because of the resources available, we're able to really serve the needs of the students no matter where they are in their idea making process or in terms of their business. And so that's something that we're really, really excited about. Now, in terms of the college tracks, how this is going to play out is Fort Lewis College students will compete against Fort Lewis College students for cash prizes of $5,000, $2,500, and $1,000. We will also have the San Juan College students competing amongst themselves for the exact same cash prizes. They'll run through the workshops, they'll get all the support they need, and then once we have those winners for those individual college tracks, the first place winner of San Juan College will compete against the first place winner of Fort Lewis College for an additional $5,000 cash infusion. So we'll have one grand prize 2021 winner of the college track, and they're going to be walking away not only with all of this knowledge and all of this networking that they've done over the last few months, but they're going to walk away with five figures, which is tremendous in terms of taking it to the next level. As well as we'll have a number of sort of student winners amongst the tracks that they'll get that same knowledge, that same experience, and then they'll have a little bit of capital to also help contribute with their next steps.
Got it. Very good. And of course, this doesn't happen overnight, right? This is going to be, you mentioned, several weeks of getting some training and mentoring and all this for all these folks that are in this competition, correct?
Absolutely, Scott. This is, you know, what we developed was a program. You know, we didn't want to just say, hey, these are, you know, an opportunity, give us a business plan. We wanted to help make these connections with our students, with the business community, and leverage their resources in the Four Corners area, and that's what we've done. We will have over eight workshops. We'll have approximately eight workshops that will be conducted online. They'll be at San Juan College, they'll be at Fort Lewis College, but will be accessible for the entire community in the Four Corners area. And so absolutely, this is what we're looking to do, and really helping students and guiding those students, because like Dean Elias said, we have had individuals that have participated in Hawk Tank, and because of the support and because of the guidance they've received, they have that confidence to do, to go. And that's what San Juan College and Fort Lewis College is all about. It's about experiential learning and doing real work and preparing you for the future. And that, and Hawk Tank fits right into what our missions are in this area.
Very true. And let's talk to me a little bit about the high school track as well. This is got some cash involved too, and some of this cash goes towards scholarships.
Absolutely. So what San Juan College and Fort Lewis College have been able to do is, for our high school track, is we are going to welcome these high school students into the San Juan College and Fort Lewis College families. And we're going to show them what we have in order to support what their needs and their family needs and what their community needs are. And in addition to that, we will use our own undergraduate students to help support these students. We have student organizations like Beta Alpha Psi, a National Honor Society for Finance and Accounting, to help these students in the high school track. They are welcome to come, and we really highly encourage them to come to all the workshops. In addition to that, Fort Lewis College and San Juan College is committed to reach and support high school teachers in our area. We are available to do Zoom meetings. We are available to do Zoom talks for their business classes, for their economics classes, Farmers of America. We are here to support our high school students, teachers, and schools. And for winning first place team, and we're asking for high school teams to be no more than three team members. If you win the high school track, you will have access. Each member will get $5,000 cash, and they have a choice. If they want to start out at San Juan College, then they will have access to thousands of dollars. I believe it's Dean Rollison. I think it was about $4,000, $4,500 for first place if they want to go to San Juan College. And we love San Juan College. We highly encourage that. And then if they want to join us after their 2 years at San Juan College, Fort Lewis College is committed to give each member $8,000 for their, you know, for their 2 years at Fort Lewis College. If the student wants to come to Fort Lewis College, then we'll give those student winners $8,000 in scholarships to come to Fort Lewis College. For second place, our scholarships are halved from the first place winner, and then the cash awards would be $250 for each second place team member, and then for third place, we have those scholarships again, and then the cash award be $100 per team member.
That's pretty significant, from what I'm hearing.
It's amazing, Scott, and we feel so blessed that we're able to provide these opportunities and resources to our San Juan College and Fort Lewis College students.
And I'm reading kind of the fine print here on the graphic that we're displaying to our video audience this morning, and the scholarship monies can be used for, it looks like, tuition fees or even housing in these situations, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Initially, those scholarship fees, you know, we envisioned them that they would actually be for scholarships. Mm-hmm. However, because of, you know, a lot of the scholarship opportunities our San Juan College students receive, as well as our Fort Lewis College students, perhaps we might have some students that actually don't have that tuition need. And so we still want to give them the benefit of, you know, winning these scholarships. And so, you know, it's all really contingent upon sort of San Juan College as well as Fort Lewis College, how they sort of handle these scholarships. But the idea is they, if their tuition is already covered, that they can sort of use it for housing, perhaps for textbooks, or for specific academic reasons. But, you know, our San Juan College participants and winners, as well as our Fort Lewis College student winners, will be guided in that way. But, yes, we were going to make sure that they, number one, is they come to San Juan College or Fort Lewis, because it's a tremendous place to learn and grow, as well as we want them to use what they've earned.
Very, very good. And let me talk to Dean Elias for just a moment here about some of the workshops that are going to be offered to these students, whether they're high school students or college students. They really cover a lot of different things, right, as folks are maybe taking their first steps into starting a business and really thinking about all the different things involved in a business. Can you run through a few of those for us?
Absolutely. I could discuss a few, and I'm sure Michael could weigh in on the rest. He's far more involved with the workshops, and it's important to point out that the workshops are frequently run by members of the business community and mentors, but things like valuation, legal issues, accounting issues. Michael mentioned we have Beta Alpha Psi that works with our participants on the accounting side of things. Michael, what are some of the other workshops outside of those topics?
Sure. I mean, I think what we just have to think about is what is the process the student is going through, or the participant. So what we do is we begin the program by just helping them understand what a business plan is. We help them understand some new models that are really being used in business development as well as business startup, like the Lean Canvas model. Then once they sort of have that idea and kind of understand the value proposition and things of that nature, what is their solution or what is their product or service trying to achieve or need they're trying to meet? Then we take them through the steps. Let's understand, what is the size of your market? How are you going to reach these individuals? How are you going to forecast what your financial needs are? How are you going to staff your organization? And what's really cool is that we have the ability and we have the resources to meet our participants and the student needs depending on where they are. We don't have a one-size-fit-all because of the access that we have to resources. We'll take them through, how do you pitch your idea? You have your business plan done, so how are we going to pitch this, not only in terms of Hawk Tank, but let's say if they actually go to a banker, they go to an angel investor. And so we're going to set them up for success, not only for Hawk Tank, but our goal is to also set them up for success as they sort of move through their life, as they sort of move through what they hope to achieve in order to reach their own personal and family goals.
Very good. And Dean Rawlinson from San Juan College, let me ask you about this opportunity for our students here at San Juan College, in addition to the Fort Lewis College students. I mean, this has got to be a tremendous opportunity for students who are thinking about a business or maybe coming here and not sure what they want to do, but they can get a team together to compete in this competition, right?
Scott, you're exactly right. And again, I think we are all in this COVID situation, and a lot of people think, well, we're limited to this or we're limited to that. But quite frankly, I see this as an opportunity, and this platform especially, as a foundation to kind of provide our students the information they need to get started, so that once we get post-COVID, they're ready to go. And they may start their business online, but then when it's time to maybe get that brick-and-mortar location, they've got all the tools in place that they need, along with the seed money. So again, to me, these type of collaborations, these type of projects, really bring what the students are learning in the classroom into the real world. You know, the term has been kicked around in academia of hands-on experiences. And I think that's what's critical here. And I think that provides our students to have this real-world experience with financial backing, and understand that both institutions are supporting them. And as I said early on, you know, there may be teams that are from our workforce tech areas that have a certificate degree, but they may change their mind in the future and decide that they want to complete a degree with us. They'll then transfer into pathways that go directly to Fort Lewis College, excuse me, referring to where I used to live in Fort Worth, Texas. I apologize for that. But it is this, again, a way for students to understand they have this pathway. And I want to really thank my partners, both Michael and Steve at Fort Lewis College. We've been talking about this in terms of creating these pathways for our students beyond just this project. But this project specifically is aligned with that goal of creating not only a successful student in their life goals and business goals and educational goals, but as part of being a really important, you know, add to the communities wherever they may be. I've repeated that, but I think to me that's really one of the things that really stands out about this partnership and this opportunities for our students. So the other part of this, obviously, and maybe you were going to ask about this, so I'll jump ahead. Our business partners out there, our community partners, we need your support as well for mentors, for possible funding, and we can get that information to you if you would like to take part. We would love for you to take part because, again, you've got the real-world experience that we're trying to provide these students. So your engagement is just as critical as the students. So I encourage all of you to reach out to us for those opportunities. We'd love to have you part of this program.
That's a great point and a great comment about the collaboration between the two schools in our region, who helps so many young people achieve their goals and dreams in higher education. That is for sure. We just have a few minutes remaining this morning, gentlemen, and I want to ask you a bit more as we think about the television program, Shark Tank. So are these teams of students going to be appearing before some snarky investors or judges to pitch their ideas, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, we're actually developing.
Do you present? Oh, go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Yeah. So, absolutely.
Okay.
How it's going to work is we will have, you know, San Juan. Let me just take one step back.
Sure. Okay.
Dean Rawlinson hit the nail on the head. Hawk Tank is only successful because of all the involvement of our community members as well as our students. That's really how Hawk Tank was developed and designed. And the idea was bringing the community and the colleges together. And so I just want to echo Dean Rawlinson with that that one item.
Okay.
Now, sorry, what was the question? I got a little excited there.
Snarky judges. I want to know about the snarky judges.
Yeah, we will definitely have snarky judges. And what we're going to do with that is we are going to leverage our San Juan College and Fort Lewis College alumni, as well as our sort of local business community. And I wouldn't say they are snarky, but I'll tell you what they are, is they're preparing our students for success. Yeah. Because they're going to drill down, and they're going to be nice, and they're not going to make our students feel bad like maybe some of those participants on Shark Tank. But what they're going to do is they're going to stretch our students, because when they go and they actually, you know, maybe pitch it to angel investors, they're going to have that feeling of those butterflies. They're going to have that feeling of the anxiety of talking in front of experts who maybe know a little bit more than them, right? And that's what we do at San Juan College. That's what we do at Fort Lewis College. And so, yes, they will be, I wouldn't want to say they're snarky, okay, but they're going to hold all of our participants extremely accountable.
Well,
what they're going to do is they're going to make them better people and better in the future.
Well, and to be fair, you're going to give them some mentoring on how to react to those judges, those investors, right?
Sure.
When they
Absolutely.
Meet them face to face, so they're not going to go in unprepared necessarily.
Right, and we're going to have all that support, you know, San Juan College and at Fort Lewis College, and that's really, once again, that's what makes this partnership so special, and that's what makes Hawk Tank so special. We're really, really fortunate. And I love what Dean Rawlinson said, is we looked at this COVID as an opportunity. We could have easily hit the pause button. But instead, San Juan College leadership and Fort Lewis College leadership said, no, our community needs this. Our students need this. And so we're going to put up, and we're going to make it happen.
Very good. Well, in the minutes remaining this morning, can you talk to us a little bit about some previous pitches that have been made, some things that have remained with you that really made an impact, some of the ideas that the students brought forward? Do any come to mind quickly this morning?
Sure. Nitrum paint. Two students saw latex paint being poured into landfills, and so they came up a way to recycle latex paint and produce and create new paint. They actually started the business and sold the business before even one of the partners even graduated from Fort Lewis College. Rendezvous Donuts, a gourmet donut shop, they actually didn't even make the finals, but about 4 minutes after Hawk Tank, Rendezvous Donuts opened up just outside of the train station here in Durango, Colorado. We've had a tremendous amount of great opportunities from several of our Native American students, where they've taken their passion for their community and said, how can I support the community? For example, Native Adventures is an idea by one of our students teaching and doing culturally appropriate outdoor activities for his tribal nation. Love the idea. We had soap businesses. We've had hot air balloon businesses. Our high school track last year, student came up with this monitor to measure head trauma in contact sports. Another high school track was this idea of a historical app where you could walk around Farmington and you could see pictures from the 1800s on top of modern day pictures or what you're seeing. A really cool idea that came actually out of Bayfield High School. So those are some of the ideas, from super, super high tech to serving community needs to more of those traditional, even like coffee shops and things of that nature. Sky's the limit for Hawk Tank. And what's great about our community members is perhaps we don't have someone right now with what you're looking for, but Dean Rawlinson, Dean Elias are committed to really work with their context and help support all students. And once again, that's why Hawk Tank is really, for some of our participants, life-changing.
No kidding. Well, and those ideas really run the gamut, as you describe them. So it's really open to almost anything, as you mentioned. So that's wonderful. Dean Rawlinson, again, can you just remind us about this meeting coming up on the 26th, and who is it for?
Well, again, thank you, Scott, for having us on this morning. This is our big kickoff meeting on January 26, 2021, from 5 to 6. You'll be able to join on Zoom, and it's open again to all of our high schools in the area. all San Juan College students, and faculty and staff, by the way, as well, and Fort Lewis College students as well, as well as faculty and staff. We really want this to be, again, a wide spectrum of participants. So community members, business owners, even if you're just curious as to what Hawk Tank is, this will be the meeting where we're kicking this off to start the conversations and get our high school and college students and community members engaged in putting these teams together and getting these teams to come up with their ideas and do their presentations for these wonderful, incredible awards. I can't thank again my colleagues enough, Michael Valdez and Dr. Stephen Elias from Fort Lewis College. They've been wonderful support to myself and San Juan College, and I look forward to working with them on this project and the other projects we're planning in the future. So, gentlemen, thank you. And again, Scott, thank you for this opportunity as well, sir.
Well, we're glad to have you all on with us this morning. It's what we do here at KSJE. And thank you all for joining me this morning as well. And best wishes and good luck with Hawk Tank 2021. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. My guest this morning on KSJE.